Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What up? What's happening? Welcome in. Tapped into the youngest in Charles Odell Willingham, taking you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. Number to get at is 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Live on location here on this Saturday afternoon on 106.7, the Fan of the Team 980 from Rally House in Woodbridge, Virginia at Potomac Mills Mall. 2708 Potomac Mills Circle is the address in Woodbridge, Virginia. If you're in the area, come stop by and tell us hello. Rally House has been open for a couple of weeks now, and just looking around the store, a lot of cool gear, a lot of Commanders gear, a lot of Ravens gear, a lot of Orioles gear. Obviously, we care about the Commanders gear. Speaking of the Commanders, we'll get you a wall-to-wall preview of Commanders and Giants coming up on Sunday, the season opener for the Burgundy and Gold. And it was announced on Wednesday that it was going to be a sellout. Even before the announcement, we expected that it was going to be a super crazy environment on Sunday. Mr. 8-9 day, Santana Moss getting inducted into the Commanders Ring of Fame. He'll be a part of the organization forever. I know there are some special festivities pregame and halftime to honor our guy Santana Moss, so that's definitely going to be the highlight of the weekend. I said this back in the preseason when the preseason opener happened between Washington and New England, and how Tom Brady's statue being unveiled, even before a preseason game, provided a little extra juice for New England. Think about it from the perspective of the Washington Commanders this time around, season opener, and to have that type of ceremony looming large over the game, I think it's going to really invigorate not only the players but the crowd as well. Santana Moss, somebody that's obviously been, you know, stalwart for this franchise, and when you think about, you know, Washington football over the course of the 2000s, Santana Moss definitely one of the guys you can hang your hat on. But over the next hour and change, as we lead you into Nats baseball, we'll get you a full-scale preview of Commanders and Giants. As I mentioned, we'll take a spin around the National Football League as well and look at the rest of the Week 1 slate in the NFL. And we'll actually start with that because last night, Sao Paulo, Brazil, Chargers, and Chiefs. I was super impressed, and I was tweeting about it last night. Super impressed with what you were able to see from Justin Herbert. When you think about what this offseason has been in terms of scrutiny for that guy, calling him overrated and, you know, harping on the fact that he hadn't had a ton of postseason success to this point in his young career, to have that be the backdrop for the game last night, you're in prime time on national TV against the, you know, reigning, defending AFC champions, I thought, you know, the Chargers had a hell of an effort, and it started at the quarterback position with Justin Herbert. He was absolutely awesome from snap one of this football game, and I think what impressed me the most, the numbers are going to stick out, obviously, 25 of 34, three touchdowns. Didn't turn the football over during the game either, but for me, and I know he only ended up, you know, accumulating 32 yards as a whole on the ground, his ability to make plays off schedule, making plays outside of the pocket is what I think really separated his performance last night. We know he can make every throw on the football field, but seeing the athleticism really be put on full display, I thought was awesome to see. Thought Greg Roman and company put a hell of a game plan together for him. And then just him in year two under Coach Harbaugh. Like, we know the success that Harbs has had with quarterbacks, you know, throughout the course of his career, whether it's college, whether it's the NFL. And I would go out on a limb and say Justin Herbert, from just a physical gift standpoint, probably the most talented quarterback he's ever gotten the chance to coach. So I know they're super excited about it. I think the bigger picture takeaway from last night is that we saw this Kansas City team, who has been, you know, the face of the AFC over the past 7-8 seasons, we saw that group really, you know, show an ability to, you know, rally, right? It's one of those situations where there's so many points throughout a game, especially in the season opener when things, you know, are sloppy and so on and so forth, that you want to root a team out, you want to count a team out. And last night, even watching it, it never felt like Kansas City was out of the football game. But credit to, you know, the L.A. Chargers getting defensive stops when they needed to. For Kansas City, though, and I know that's been the narrative this offseason too, is are they going to be, you know, upended in the AFC West this year? Every team's gotten stronger. We know what the Chargers have. The Vegas Raiders bringing in Pete Carroll, trading for Geno Smith. They're a more, you know, formidable group this time around. And then the Denver Broncos last year, a playoff team in year one under Sean Payton and Bo Nix. So I think that AFC West is loaded. And you saw it on full display last night, man. For Kansas City, though, think about the last time we saw this football team play in the Super Bowl. They were dominated on both sides of the line of scrimmage. You saw it last night. I mean, the rushing numbers, I guess, on paper look good. It's 17 carries for 98 yards. It's 5-8 a pop. But there was just no down-in, down-out consistency with that group, it felt like, offensively. And the big thing that troubled them a year ago was that you couldn't really create the explosive. They generated a couple of different explosives last night. You saw Patrick Mahomes, you know, pull a rabbit out of his hat a couple of different times, finding Hollywood Brown deep down the field in the second half for a gain of 49. But it just felt like, as I said a moment ago, there was no down-in, down-out consistency with this group. And here's what I'll say, too, and this is where it kind of gets swung back locally here. When you are a fan of a winning organization, and I know this is a very foreign concept for us, because of what the past 25-plus years have been for this franchise, you have to understand that today's day and age in the National Football League, when teams do not treat the, you know, preseason and training camp with the same type of, you know, emphasis that they did in years prior, you're going to see teams start off slow within the first month of the season. I think it was last year, Philadelphia started off 2-2, and people were writing this group off. People were talking about they had fallen off and so on and so forth. I think for us locally, we're now in that bubble. We're now in that space to where we're going to be a perennial playoff team year in and year out. So even as we begin to take a look ahead to Sunday, understand that what you see in September, what you see in week one, is not the finished version or the finished product of this football team. And for Washington in particular, a group that did not play their starters a whole bunch during the preseason, they only were able to, you know, benefit from one joint practice because of the scheduling conflict with Baltimore, I expect it to look clunky, as I've been saying, you know, all week long on the Burgundy and Gold today. I expect it to look clunky. I expect on defense there to be missed tackles. I expect penalties and just mistakes, because it's the nature of week one in today's day and age in the National Football League, with the emphasis really being taken off of, you know, the preseason. And I've always been a proponent of, hey, like, the only way you can get ready to play football is by playing football. I know Kansas City and company believe that as well. I think they played their starters the entire first half in the preseason finale, which is definitely uncommon in today's day and age, especially when you consider the new preseason schedule in the National Football League, going from four games to three. We'll see, though, as we roll throughout the course of the regular season. I think the month of September obviously is super important. You saw it impact Cincinnati last year. You lost to New England in the season opener, and you missed the playoffs by a game. So, not trying to say that the month of September is not important, but in terms of when you want to be playing your best football, I think for Washington last year, you saw them go into the postseason on a 5-game winning streak. That's when you want to play your best ball. That's when you want to be peaking. And as for Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern time between Washington and New York, you know, I'm expecting just that. Not a group that, you know, has peaked, but a group that's really just getting their feet wet, just getting the oil running through the engine, so to speak. And on the offensive side of the football in particular, we've spent a ton of time talking about this week. On the offensive side of the football in particular, man, Jaden Daniels did not throw a pass throughout the entirety of the preseason. And last year he was a rookie, played in 2 out of the 3 preseason games, and you got, you know, 2 days of joint practice work with the Jets, with the Dolphins. I just wonder, and it's the question I've asked pretty much all week long, will they be able to deal with the consequences of treating the month of September like the month of August? Because that's what we've seen from this group. And I think if you remember dating back to last year, they started off slow. The first six quarters of football last year for Washington looked like a team that was going through the motions, that hadn't, you know, participated in preseason games in the depth that maybe they should have. So I expect to see something similar to start this year. Here's the difference, though, for me. Because of how difficult your schedule is this time around, I think a fast start obviously is paramount, but I've even broken it down by a game-by-game, you know, perspective here for this. You got to be no worse than 2-2 coming out of the month of September, especially when you consider where the meat of your schedule is and who's in the meat of your schedule. That 4 or 5-game stretch where it's Kansas City, Dallas, Seattle, Detroit. Like, that's the part of the schedule you want to really be hitting your stride at. But in this first month of the season, when you've got Vegas, when you've got Green Bay on a short week, when you've got Atlanta, I think coming out of that opening month of the season, you know, no worse than 2-2, you got to feel really good about yourselves. Now, one thing we began to talk about yesterday on the Burgundy and Gold Today, the idea of them not getting off to a fast start on Sunday. What happens, you know, if they somehow come up short on Sunday? And I heard, you know, Grant and Danny talking about it yesterday. I know Danny Ruhier was trying to warn the general public that, hey, like, it's the National Football League. This is week one of the National Football League. It's a divisional game. Anything can happen. I know we're expecting a little bit of weather on Sunday as well. So I expect it to be, the way I've described it, I was going to say this week, but really all offseason, a rock fight. Like, that's what it's going to look like on Sunday. And to me, when it comes to Washington's offense, like, that's the group that I don't want to say that I'm worried about, but that's the group that I raise my eyebrows at and go, hey, despite you being one of the most prolific groups in the NFL last year, how quickly will you be able to get off to a good start? Because I mentioned it a moment ago, the first six quarters of the regular season last year, week one against Tampa, and then the first half of week two against the Giants, you didn't look like yourselves offensively or defensively for that matter. But I think this time around, for me, despite the defense being the clear Achilles heel of this football team last year, I think the group that I'm putting under the microscope heading into week one is this offense. And the way that I've described it is I just am not sure that they've had enough time on task together throughout the course of the preseason and training camp and so on and so forth, because you've been without guys like Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown, and your offensive line is, you know, shuffled all throughout camp. So especially going up against this Giants defense, and we all know, you know, how, you know, decorated that front is, will you be able to hit the ground running? I have my doubts about it. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they had a couple of hiccups offensively on Sunday. But here's the way that I would describe Sunday, is the way that I'm going to describe the entire first month of the season. Because like I said, I'm learning on the fly in real time, right, how to fandom and how to change my fandom, being a cat that's now rooting for a winning team, man. Like, if you're – let's just put it in this perspective. Kansas City lost last night. What do you think the conversation is on Sports Talk Radio in Kansas City coming up on Monday? You think they're breaking a sweat? You think they're stressed or upset about what happened last night? No. It is the byproduct of rooting for a championship-caliber organization. You want to be playing your best football down the stretch as you're getting ready for the postseason. And I think we've seen, at least the past 7 years with Kansas City, that that is going to be the case. I warn Washington fans that that may be the case for us this year, right? Especially when you consider, you know, like I keep, you know, harping on here, the lack of time on task together in terms of the preseason, training camp, lack of joint practice, so on and so forth. But I guess my message for the first month of the season is this. Do what you can. Get it done how you get it done. There are no style points that you're trying to collect on Sunday. It is hard as hell to win football games in the NFL, right? And I think you got to just take them how they come, especially in the first month of the season when you're knocking the rust off, I assume, offensively based off of, you know, really just a lack of continuity together, man. So we'll see what ultimately happens coming up on Sunday. Washington in New York, locking horns in the season opener from Northwest Stadium. It was announced on Wednesday that it's a sellout crowd, to the surprise, of no one, because it is Santana Moss Day. He's getting inducted into the Washington Ring of Fame, where he'll hang, I guess I was going to say he'll hang in the rafters at Northwest Stadium forever, but we know by the time 2030 rolls around, there will be no more Northwest Stadium. So, but you get the point, though. Santana Moss, obviously franchise legend, getting honored on Sunday. You hope that, you know, the energy and the environment coming up on Sunday is able to push Washington through the finish line. We got a lot to get to as we take you up to 150. Nats baseball coming your way at that point. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler, we'll get you warmed up with Nats on Deck. As we roll throughout the show here, we'll get you a fresh installment of an L Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I'll have under the microscope getting geared up for week one. When we come back, though, let's get what the Monday morning headline is going to be coming up in the Washington Post on Monday after Sunday's game against the New York Giants. What are the press clippings going to say after Sunday's contest, the season opener for your Washington Commanders? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in the youngest in charge, Lynell Willingham, taking you up to 150 as we get you geared up for Nats baseball. We're live out on location out at Rally House in Woodbridge, Virginia, 2708 Potomac Mills Circle, inside of Potomac Mills Mall. Plenty of cool Commanders gear in here. Terry McLaurin jerseys hanging around. We got some Sean Taylor jerseys hanging around. If you're in the area, a bunch of giveaways going on this afternoon as well, including $250 in Rally House store credit for you to come buy some of the cool merch here. A bunch of college merch out here as well. Speaking of college football, we'll get into what happened last night. The Malik Washington era in College Park off to a 2-0 start. He was really good again last night. We'll touch on that before we get out of here. We'll also get you some keys to the game for Sunday's season opener for the Washington Commanders, playing host to the New York Giants. Mr. 8-9 day, Santana Moss getting inducted into the Washington Commanders Ring of Fame. Right now, though, I want to take your calls on this at 1-800-636-1067. Something I like to do before each and every game day. What is going to be the Monday morning headline in the Washington Post after Sunday's season opener against the New York Giants? You can tweet at me with that as well. It's at NELL_BTP. I'll kick us off here, and Wes, you can chime in as well. My Monday morning headline, what I think the headline's going to read, rather, in the Washington Post, kind of what I just alluded to, we'll take them how they come, right? We'll take them how they come. I don't expect it to be, you know, some sort of offensive track meet coming up on Sunday. And I know what Washington was last year offensively, and I know, you know, how prolific they were down the stretch. But as I've, you know, alluded to here in the first couple of segments of the show, this is week one of the regular season. And you can put it on a T-shirt. We should put it on a T-shirt and sell it here at Rally House. When you treat the month of September like the month of August, you got to be able to deal with the consequences. And I think one of those consequences is going to be that you don't really look hot right out the rip, right off the gate. So I think my Monday morning headline is going to be, we'll take them how they come. Wes, what say you? All right. Well, dang, Wes. I see how you feel. Well, take them how they come, though. It's my Monday morning headline. I feel like we're at a point right now where, you know, offensively is what I keep harping on here. That is a group that feels like they're going to be good by season's end. I think from a personnel standpoint, when you think about all the acquisitions they made this offseason, bringing in Laremy Tunsil, bringing in Deebo Samuel, on paper, they've got the ability to be one of the best offenses in the National Football League for the second consecutive year. What I talked about in the opening segment, though, still remains true here for this Monday morning headline. It looked clunky throughout the course of training camp. Now, mind you, that's minus Terry McLaurin. That's minus Noah Brown for the most part. That's with the offensive line, you know, shuffling all throughout the summer and the spring. But come Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, it'll be this first team offense's first time playing snaps together, this new look group. And there are going to be some kinks that need to be worked out. And I don't want to, you know, completely act as if the Giants are some sort of charity case, but, like, they're not a very good football team. You won 3 games last year. You are better than them on paper, but you all know how it goes within the friendly confines of the NFC East. Look at what Thursday Night Football was. Clearly, right, on paper, Philadelphia, a much better team than Dallas is, but you saw the way that, you know, Dallas competed for the better part of 60 minutes, and I expect it to be the same on Sunday with the New York Giants. They are a group that, you know, gets paid just like Washington's players gets paid, and it's a group. I got the chance to catch up yesterday with Charlotte Carroll of The Athletic, who covers the Giants. And, you know, the vibe in New York right now is they feel like they're a group that's being severely slept on right now, right? They've revamped their defensive front. They've added some key pieces to their secondary, a group that struggled last year. And when you think about the two matchups, despite New York winning just 3 games, despite Washington going all the way to the conference championship, you beat the New York Giants last year by a combined score of 8 points throughout the course of 2 games. So to act as if, you know, Sunday is going to be some sort of cakewalk, I think you would be sadly mistaken. But I feel like at some point, you know, before we get to Sunday, Washington's offensive line and defensive line, and I've mentioned this throughout the week as well, have to take Sunday personally, especially when you consider the last time we saw Washington in the conference championship game getting blown off the football on both sides of the line of scrimmage. I think that'll be one of the things that we touch on when we get to our keys to the game is, you know, just how physical can you be up front at the point of attack? It just feels like to me that is the area that you really need to be, you know, locked in on when it comes to Sundays. Can you dominate both sides of the line of scrimmage? And it feels like on paper, you know, without Andrew Thomas, who's officially listed as doubtful, the Pro Bowl left tackle for the New York Giants, Washington's pass rush should have the advantage. And I know we spent the better part of the offseason talking about New York's pass rush and how ferocious they're going to be trying to attack Washington. But with no Andrew Thomas, I think, you know, that, you know, James Hudson is going to get the start for Washington. And talking to folks in New York, they feel like he is a competent backup left tackle, but he is just that, a backup left tackle. So I'm not sure what to expect from him, but there's one guy that, you know, I feel like, and he may make our Super Six Pack. You have to stick around to hear that for sure. But if you're Von Miller, are you not chomping at the bit to get the opportunity to go up against a backup in the season opener of your 15th season in the National Football League? I think he's a guy who they've kind of put on ice throughout the course of training camp, because I just mentioned he is going into year number 15, but he's a guy that I have circled for sure that definitely has a real opportunity to really muddy things up for this Giants offense coming up on Sunday. But we all know what the pendulum swinging thing is going to be on Sunday. Can you stop the run? Point blank. And we've talked about it all offseason. If I was a defensive lineman or a front seven player for Washington, I'd be annoyed. I would take it super personally. It's been the narrative throughout the entirety of the offseason. How much better is this team stopping the run? Because if they're not, you know, I don't think you're going to have the opportunity to replicate last year's success. And I've been saying this since the schedule came out in terms of Washington's big Achilles heel, their big issue that they have. You're going to find out right away whether or not they've gotten better at stopping the run. I know we've talked about Dietrich Wise, and I know we've talked about Javon Kinlaw and so on and so forth, but the reality is this. If you can't slow down Cam Scadaboo and Tyrone Tracy on Sunday, boy, are you going to be in a world of hurt coming up on Thursday Night Football when Josh Jacobs and company are running at you 35, 40 times throughout the contest. So Sunday, to me, like, that is the most important thing. Honestly, we can wrap the show up right now, honestly, because like that's how simple it is for me coming up on Sunday. If you cannot stop the run, I don't think you're going to have a real shot to win this football game. I want to take your calls, though, at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. What is going to be the Monday morning headline for the Washington Commanders after Sunday's season opener against the Washington Commanders? Our guy Drew Cohen tweets at me and says, hell yeah, Commanders start year two strong. Can they top last year? I think that could be the headline no matter if they come out like gangbusters or not, because I think we all anticipate this group winning. And we'll talk about the consequences of if they don't pick up a win on Sunday as we roll throughout the show. But, yeah, Drew, I pick up what you're putting down. Like, year two, all you got to do is come out with a victory, right? And then we can say that you started strong. I don't know, and I mentioned this in the opening segment, I don't know if there's any style points that you can earn with me on Sunday because it is the New York Giants. But I will say this, right? No matter what happens Sunday or really throughout the first month of the season, it does not, you know, define Washington's season, and it damn sure doesn't change how I view this group for 2025 and the way that I view this group. They are one of the six or seven teams in the National Football League that legitimately have a shot to win the Super Bowl. And I don't think there's anything that can happen within the first month of the season that would change my mind from that. Now, obviously, starting off 0-4, 1-3 would definitely change the, you know, tone of the conversation. But as I've said here, you come out of the month of September with a record of 2-2 or better, you got to feel really, really good about yourself. Because when you get into the meat and potatoes of your schedule, and you saw it on display last night with L.A. and Kansas City. That's the division you've got to play. You've got to take on the AFC West. You've got to take on the NFC North, two of the deepest divisions in the National Football League. And I know there are some people out there that will tell you concretely those are the best two divisions in the NFL. You've got to take on those two divisions. You've got to take on the six contests in the NFC East. And I don't know, man. That's why, to me, starting fast is huge. But the portion of the schedule that we keep referencing here, I really think you can say it's like a seven-game stretch here from week five to the bye week, honestly, man. It's at L.A. You're playing host to Chicago, and I know the reports that came out yesterday about Caleb Williams, and we'll get to that. Our guy Ty Dunn from Go Long TD with one of his famous hit pieces and some of the stuff that you read in that article about Caleb Williams. You wonder how real it is or not, but bottom line is this. That is a super talented football team. I know we've talked about it all offseason, just the way that they've revamped both of their sides of the line of scrimmage. Year two of Caleb Williams with a grown-up calling plays and Ben Johnson. They're going to be a tough out. Then you're at Dallas. Here's the thing about Dallas that I learned on Thursday night. The guard combination, first of all, they have three dudes named Tyler along their offensive line. So I would love to know how they're addressing each other in the locker room. Tyler Guyton, Tyler Smith, Tyler Booker. But here is the thing for me that, you know, definitely sticks out 110% when it comes to Dallas and their offensive line as we talk about this meat of the schedule as you get to that stretch of at L.A., home for Chicago, at Dallas, at Kansas City, home for Seattle, home for Detroit, and then you're in Madrid against the Dolphins. We keep harping on the run game. Those six games within the NFC East, everyone can run the football. And it starts with the New York Giants. And the numbers and the way they were able to run the football last year against Washington honestly jumps off the page at you if you were not thinking about it. Week two against New York a season ago, it's 22 carries at 6 yards a pop. In week nine, it's 31 carries at 5 yards a pop. So despite them only winning three football games, they were able to exploit your biggest weakness. You hope that's not the case coming up on Sunday. But back to Dallas for me, their guard combination of Tyler Booker, the rookie out of Alabama, and then Tyler Smith, who has really come into his own over the past couple of seasons, they were moving Philadelphia off the football all night long. And I get it. There's no Jalen Carter, so the job becomes a little bit easier. Big Jordan Davis played something like 75, 80% of the snaps. That's a high number for him. But the point is, everyone in the division can run the football. Everyone in the division can beat you up a little bit. So I think starting off fast is paramount, because when you get into this stretch of play coming up in really weeks 5 through 11 before you go on the bye week after the Madrid trip, you're going to have some heavy hitters. And I've continued to say it, right? There's no Carolina Panthers on the schedule this year. There's no Cleveland Browns. There's no Arizona Cardinals. There's no Tennessee Titans. Each and every week you're going to be going up against a very formidable NFL outfit, and we're going to find out coming up on Sunday whether or not Washington is up for the task or not. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you some keys to victory. Plus, we'll read some more tweets here as we're live out on location at Rally House in Woodbridge, Virginia. Live on location, 2708 Potomac Mills Circle. If you're in the area, out and about on this Saturday afternoon, stop by. A bunch of cool giveaways going on here in the store, including $250 in store credit for a lucky person that is able to make it down to the store. We got a couple of $50 gift cards as well to some of the cool restaurants in the area. So definitely a good time out here at Rally House. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, our keys to victory is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Still moving and grooving right along as you take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 150. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. We get you warmed up with Nats on deck. What we're talking about right now on the phones at 1-800-636-1067 is this. One, give me your Monday morning headline. What will we read in the Washington Post or the Athletic or whatever newspaper you consume after Sunday's season opener against the New York Giants? My Monday morning headline, if you're just now joining us, is going to read this as I try to scroll back up to the top of the page here. My Monday morning headline is going to read this. We'll take them how they come. I think Sunday, as I've said, really throughout the better part of the offseason, is going to be a rock fight. Offense, defense, both teams are probably going to be a little sloppy, and that's what you see in the season opener of the National Football League. You saw it last night between Kansas City and the LA Chargers. You saw it on Thursday night between Philadelphia and Dallas. When teams do not put an emphasis on the preseason, the first couple of games of the regular season, I think from a quality standpoint, drop off a little bit. I got Tony Murray tweets at me and says, Monday morning headlines reads, Commanders win against a gritty Giants team, and Jaden doesn't look like he's going to regress in year two. Tony, you my guy, so I can bust your chops. That's a long-ass headline, brother. I hope we get that online and not in a physical paper because the print may be too small. But, no, I totally get it. I think everyone locally understands that a win is the most likely scenario. I mentioned it to start the show. A guy, Danny Ruiz, yesterday, you know, doing the Lord's work, as I call it, right, showing the other side of the coin. What happens if Washington loses on Sunday? We'll touch on that before we roll out of here as well. But the reality of the situation is it's not likely, is how I would describe it, but it ain't impossible, right? We've seen crazier things happen, especially in the season opener, and I keep referencing this, but go back to last year. Think about the Super Bowl aspirations that the Cincinnati Bengals had going into the year, and they lost in week one against a rookie quarterback and a first-time head coach. So when you don't treat the preseason, I don't want to say you don't treat it seriously, but when you don't put that emphasis on the month of August, I think you see the play suffer coming up in the first month of the season. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Wes, your Monday morning headline, if Washington or when Washington, rather, plays New York on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Washington wins with defense as offense stays vanilla. You know, they talk about how defense is always in front of the offense when you start the season, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to they don't want to make mistakes on the offense this week.
I mean, that's crucial. And speaking of mistakes, as you begin to crunch the numbers, getting geared up for tomorrow, I keep saying Sunday like it's not tomorrow. We're at this point, you know, 24 hours from now, we'll be doing the pregame show, wrapping it up, and we'll be getting ready for kickoff. But in terms of what Wes just alluded to there, talking about making mistakes, not making mistakes, I think it's a big reason, you know, why Washington saw such a seismic jump in the turnover margin last year. The quarterback, even dating back to his time at Arizona State, just does not turn the football over. He had the lowest turnover-worthy throw rate in the National Football League last year as a rookie. So you add in the fact that they've been able to keep their coaching staff together, and there is, you know, no new install coming up this summer. You're building off of what you started last year. I expect him to be even better coming up here in year number two. So that's Monday morning headlines right here on 106.7 The Fan. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you some keys to the game. What must happen in order for Washington to walk away victorious? That's next on The Fan. One 800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, leading you up to Nats baseball and this afternoon. We're live out on location at Rally House in Woodbridge, Virginia. I keep struggling to pull up the address. 2700 Potomac Mills Circle. I really feel like doing remote broadcasts are always cool, but doing it from a sports memorabilia shop is always super cool. Plenty of cool jerseys out here. Washington gear, Baltimore gear, Ravens gear, Orioles gear. Got some Nats gear in here. Got some Virginia Cavaliers gear in here as well. Got some Maryland Terrapins gear in here too. Before we get out of here, we'll touch on the 2-0 Maryland Terrapins. The Malik Washington era off to a raucous start as they were winners last night in College Park. The young pup, man, just continues to show that he is about it. I got a special, or Malik Washington, rather, has a special place in my heart. Got to call a couple of his games throughout the course of his high school career. One thing that the public may not know about our guy, Leaky Washington, as good as he is as a quarterback, just as good on the hardwood as well. Malik Washington was a star for Spalding basketball as well. So big shout-out to the Terps for, you know, getting things kicked off in the right way over the last 2 weeks, starting off 2-0. Right now, though, at 1-800-636-1067, want to take your calls on your keys to victory coming up for the Washington Commanders on Sunday, the season opener against the New York Giants from Northwest Stadium. I got Rocky Pinnock tweets at me and says, Washington loses live look at BTP, and it is a gif of someone's head being blown in. I'm not going to react that way. See, this is what I try to tell y'all. I'm learning in real time how to be a fan. As a 27-year-old Commanders fan that hasn't seen any glimpse of success throughout my lifetime and my career, for that matter, what I learned last year, because my best friend is an Eagles fan, my best friend tells me, hey, look, man, when you're rooting for a winning team, the regular season doesn't – it don't hit the same, right? Like, you care about football post-Thanksgiving, right, in November and December as you're getting geared up for the playoffs. Rocky, I know you're getting at it because you know how emotional I get with it all. I wear it on my sleeve, brother. But look, if they do lose on Sunday, and we'll touch on that as we roll throughout the show. If they lose on Sunday, like I said to open the show, it's not going to define their season, one. And then two, it's not going to change how I view them big picture. And I'll continue to say it. And it's, I almost got to pinch myself every time I say it. They are one of the six or seven teams in this league that legitimately have a shot to win the Lombardi. And there's nothing that can happen in week one, in my opinion, that's going to change that mentality. So, Rocky, I know a lot of people out there are probably going to be blowing a gasket if they lose on Sunday. I think it'd be premature. And if I'm saying something's premature, you know it's premature. Let's get to our keys to victory, though, while we got a second. I feel like, to me, it's very simple, right? Normally when you do keys to the game, there are certain football axioms that just – you know, ring true no matter what week of the season it is. But because it's week one, because it is a NFC East opponent, the keys to the game will be specific to that. My first key is going to sound so cliche. And if you listen to the pregame show last year with myself and Denton Day, I mean, I said it each and every week. Win the early downs on both sides of the football, right? That's what's most important to me tomorrow for Washington. If you can stay ahead of the chains offensively and not put yourselves in these third and long situations, given this Giants pass rush, the opportunity to pin their ears back and go get the quarterback, you'll be fine. And I think throughout the course of the season last year, Washington did a really good job with that. They're one of the better teams in the NFL on third down, and a big part of that was their success that they were able to have on the early downs. I've been giving these numbers out throughout the week because it honestly fascinates me, you know, just how much of a, you know, philosophic switch we saw for this group offensively last year. Weeks 1 through 11, Washington was the most screen-heavy team in the National Football League on first down, running screens at a 35% clip. That was really their way of trying to get the ball on the perimeter. If you watch Washington's run game last year, it's a bunch of inside zone, and you saw it down the stretch, right, in weeks 12 through 18, them really implement some of the stuff with this gap scheme, your wham blocks, your bounce plays, trap, counter, so on and so forth. I think from the outset this year, you're going to see the run game look that way, but just to show the stark differences, man, weeks 1 through 11, they 35% clip do they run screens on first down. And then in weeks 12 through 18, they went from 35% screen tendency on first down to 21%. So just wholesale changes on the offensive side of the football. And the one thing that I'll continue to say and why I have confidence in the quarterback is normally when you hit the rookie wall, you kind of, you know, window dress the offense with smoke and mirrors to try and hide the deficiencies of your dude. And last year for Washington, they did the exact opposite, right? The first 12 weeks of the season, that offense was copy and paste from Baton Rouge and what they ran at LSU. Bunch of screens, bunch of go balls. And even if you look at the passing chart, right, like they relied heavily on the screen, as I just mentioned. But down the stretch, what was most impressive about what Washington did is they put it all on five. They put everything on Jaden Daniels. They turned into this, you know, point-and-shoot offense that really relied on him being damn near perfect on a down-in, down-out basis. And to his credit, it's why he is the reigning defending offensive rookie of the year. He was perfect down the stretch. And to me, the big issue that they had offensively last year, you couldn't generate explosives at a high enough clip. And when you bring in Adebo Samuel, when you draft a Jalen Lane, I think you get more of an opportunity to do just that. And the other thing is this, that we kind of take for granted here. We mentioned the acquisition of Laremy Tunsil, but his bookend on the offensive line, Josh Connolly, the first-round tackle out of Oregon, if those two dudes can be left alone on an island and you're not going to have to chip with backs and tight ends and wide receivers, you get to send more guys out into the passing pattern, meaning what? You get more opportunities for big plays. So I definitely think we're at a point where offensively, it may not look like it in the first week of the season. May not look like it on Thursday night against Green Bay. But at some point within the first month of the season, you're going to see why I think this offense is going to be a top five group in the National Football League. But in terms of our first key to victory, for me, it's very clear. Win the early downs on both sides of the football. Talked about it from the offensive perspective. Let's look at it from the defensive side. It's very clear, right? Stopping the run. If you can get Russell Wilson and company in obvious passing situations, and you can unleash Von Miller and company to go chase him, man, you're going to have a shot. The area where I think New York was able to have success against Washington last year was just that. Daniel Jones off of play action during the two meetings last year was awesome. Why? Because Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary were getting whatever they wanted on first and second down. That's why a guy like Javon Kinlaw is so important coming up here this week, man. I feel like at some point throughout Sunday's game, you're going to hear his name called. He's going to make a big-time play. I said it earlier this week, like, he is the X factor for the 2025 season. His success or failure, I think, is going to have, you know, the biggest impact and swing the pendulum the most on whether or not this is a good season for Washington or a bad season for Washington. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Giving you our keys to victory here on 106.7 The Fan. Our Team 980 audience is about to lose us. We'll continue our coverage coming up on the other side of the break on 106.7 The Fan. Nats baseball coming your way at 110. At 210. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler going to get you warmed up for that. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll continue to wrap up our keys to victory next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.